Facebook advertising has been a pretty big topic around screen printing shops. And I think that's because it's been difficult to really get it to work for a lot of folks. It's hard because there's so many different options, there's so many types of audiences, how long do you run the ads, what types of graphics, what types of content do you use? There's so many questions. What's the budget? Well, Shelby Craig from Rocket Shirts actually uses Facebook ads to drive huge amount of revenue for his business. Shelby's gonna dive into strong tactical tips that I pull out of him that he's gonna lay out as far as how he does it and how you can do exactly what he does. So this is huge. Now also, Shelby's gonna be at Print Hustlers Conf 2018 here in Chicago, July 20th and 21st. And we're super excited about that. So if you're coming, you'll be able to hear him talk live about that. Let's take a listen.
Anybody's getting into Facebook marketing, my recommendation is to always, instead of doing $5 a day for 2 days, why don't you try to do $20 a day for a week? Try that first. Because the longer your ad runs, the more Facebook works for you. A little trick that I've done is I'll say $1,000 a day, right? And then I'll just watch it. I'll say, well, I don't want to spend more than $500 on this campaign, but I want to have a big splash in the beginning. That takes a little bit of time, but you're basically watching your ad spend, and then you're just killing the campaign once you hit your ad spend. But Facebook believes that you're going to spend $1,000 a day or $500 a day or $100 a day, and they're like, whoa, my gosh, this guy's going to spend it. Let's elevate him above everybody else because he's giving us the most money. But then you just got to be mindful and watch it and then just kill the ad when you've spent enough money.
Is there something where you say, okay, hey, the minimum dollars you usually will spend per day or per period?
Really depends on the campaign. For us, again, our goal for Facebook marketing is to always break even. It's never to make money. And I know that sounds weird, but if we can break even, we have won, especially on our retail side, because it's got our logo on it and people are wearing that. So if I spend $100 and I'm advertising a $20 t-shirt, I want to sell 5 t-shirts out of that. And so if I break even, that's a win. Anything above that is just icing on the cake because it's about awareness. People may not have even known that you existed until you chose to spend money on that. Through every single campaign, we build our page up more and more organically. It's a little hack that I've shared with some people that you can do. People who have never liked your page before become fans of your page, and every single fan you get on your page expands your reach by on average 250 people. Our goal is to build our page up more so than it is to build our pocketbook up with Facebook marketing. It's just kind of the icing on the cake when we win at that.
Well, what's to get people to like it? Is it to like it, then you get something?
We had a video. If you do a campaign and let's say like one of our campaigns had over 500 likes on it, right? Every time someone likes that, number one, it goes to their people. And the average amount of friends that someone has on Facebook is 250. That's according to Facebook. I didn't make that up. So every time someone likes your post, that goes out to their reach that says, hey, they like this, and it pops up on their newsfeed. And then you get more likes. Here's what you got to do. If someone likes your page or likes a post that you're doing AdWords on or spending money on, click the likes, and it's going to pull up this laundry list of people who have liked your post. And off to the right-hand side of that is a button that merely says invite. And you just go down the list and you click invite, and you can invite up to 200 people a day off of that list. Now, these are people who have already engaged with you, who thought your product was good enough to like it. Even better if they shared it, but they've at least liked it or loved it, or maybe they laughed at it. I'll invite them too. I don't care. Whatever reaction they had, like there's people who pay money to grow their likes. We have merely grown our likes just through the people who have interacted with us. And for every like we get, expands our audience by 250 people on average. Because if you target the people right, people who like your page and their friends, then you just expanded to their friendship as well. So that's an easy hack. It's free. Spend $5 a day just to have a post for brand awareness that allows you to be able to invite these people on a daily basis to come back to your page to like your content.